So the section of law that deals with contracts for boroughs, it's pretty clear that boroughs have to bid out contracts. And then the subsequent section indicates that when a contract is for $18,500 or more, that a bid is required. So when this issue came up and I looked at it, the way that these contracts work, the borough council isn't paying any money on these contracts. It's a service that council receives, but council doesn't spend any money. So when this came up at the last meeting, or maybe it was before the last, I wasn't at the last meeting, when this had come up that the contract was expiring, my reading, that statute indicated to me, since we're not spending money, it doesn't have to be bid, because council's not spending $18,500 out of the budget. There's a case, though, that lays out that when, even if it's not council's money or borough money that's being spent, when services are being provided and those services are being paid for by the citizens' money, which is what happens in a garbage contract, because each of the residents is paying for the service, but that's what the benefit of that contract is, that if that total amount of money makes the value of the contract over that threshold, that in fact it does need to be bid. So I had indicated to council before the last meeting, which I wasn't at, that it did not need to be bid. But my further review, based on this case from 1965, did make pretty clear, which I didn't see until very recently, that this is a situation that needs to be bid. So based on that, it's my understanding at the last meeting, there was a proposal that was accepted, and with what the state of the law is, that motion's going to have to be rescinded. And the whole thing's going to have to be opened for bid with a spec sheet that we'll put together and put out and get taken care of as soon as we possibly can.